Bananas, Fruit and Veg Sellers Slam Plan to Up Rent by Amelia Burr. Fruit and veg sellers on Southwark markets could be forced out of business if the council goes ahead with a proposed rent hike. Traders in East Street are going bananas about the planned fee increase of up to 20%, which only applies to fruit and veg stalls, as they say they are already struggling to keep their businesses afloat. The council has frozen other market fees and charges, but is targeting fruit and vegetable sellers because of the mushrooming cost of waste collection and disposal. It says it's caused by this trade specifically. But stallholders, who have been hit by a drop in trade in a tough economic climate, and a recent doubling in the cost of some wholesale produce, say any rise in their fees could mean the end of their businesses. "I think it's really bad," said Sam Azad, who works on his uncle's fruit and veg stall in East Street, which has been there for 10 years. "We're not making any money. The fruit is very expensive right now," he added, saying that oranges and bananas had both doubled in price over the last 2 months due to lack of supply. "We can't double our prices, so I don't think fruit and veg traders could cope with this because they're losing money," he said. Herman Salah, who has had a family-run fruit and veg stall on East Street for 4 years, said if they put their prices up, shoppers will go elsewhere and the market will lose custom. "If I put prices up, nobody will buy. If the price went up, it would be very difficult," he said. The cost of clearing the waste from East Street Market alone were over £300,000 in the last year, and the council says it needs to recover those costs and does not want to hit other traders unfairly in the markets affected, including North Cross Road and stalls on the approach to London Bridge. "It's incredible that the borough with the highest rate of childhood obesity in the country is considering this massive rise in fees for stalls selling fruit and vegetables. It is effectively a tax on healthy eating," said Liberal Democrat Environment spokesman Councillor James Barber. Councillor Ian Wingfield, Cabinet Member for Communities, Employment and Business, hit back, saying the council's free healthy school meals and free fruit offer in the borough's primary schools showed their commitment to making healthy food available in Southwark children. "At Southwark Council, we want to support our local traders," added Councillor Wingfield, "which is why we have been keeping market rent rises to an absolute minimum, with an overall freeze in charges last year, and keeping it to the rate of inflation for this year. To achieve this as fairly as we can, we are looking to increase the rents of the fruit and vegetable traders in particular to cover the extra waste collection and disposal costs, and it is their stalls in the majority that create the extra waste," he added.